Chapter 29.
Sticks!
I let out a final, muffled cry. The straw hands wrapped around my throat. The scarecrow rolled over me. My face was pressed into the dry straw of its chest. I tried to squirm free, but it held on, surrounded me, choked me. The straw smelled sour, decayed. I felt sick. A wave of nausea swept over me.
"Let go! Let go!"
I heard Stanley pleading. The scarecrow was surprisingly strong. It wrapped its arms around me tightly, smothering me in the disgusting straw. I made one last attempt to pull free. Struggling with all my might, I raised my head and saw two balls of fire, orange streaks of light, floating closer. And in the orange light, I saw Stick's face, hard and determined. I gave another hard tug and tumbled backwards.
"Sticks!" I cried.
He was carrying two blazing torches. The torches from the barn, I realized.
"I was saving these just in case," Sticks called.
The scarecrow seemed to sense danger. They let go of us, tried to scramble away, but Sticks moved quickly. He swept the two torches, swinging them like baseball bats. A scarecrow caught fire, then another. Sticks made another wide swing. The fire crackled, a streak of orange against the darkness. The dry straw burst into flame. The old coats burned quickly. The scarecrows twisted and writhed as the bright flames danced over them. They sank to their backs on the ground, burning, burning so brightly, so silently, so fast. I took a step back, staring in horror and fascination. Grandpa Kurt had his arm around Grandma Miriam. They leaned close together, their faces reflecting the flickering flames. Stanley stood tensely, his eyes wide. He hugged the book tightly to his chest. He was murmuring to himself, but I couldn't make out the words. Mark and I stood beside Sticks, who held a torch in each hand, watching with narrowed eyes as the scarecrows burned. In seconds, there was nothing left but clumps of dark ashes on the ground.
"It's over,"
Grandma Miriam murmured softly, gratefully.
"Never again,"
I heard Stanley mutter. The house was quiet the next afternoon. Mark was out on the screened-in porch, lying in the hammock, reading a stack of comic books. Grandpa Kurt and Grandma Miriam had gone in for their afternoon nap. Sticks had driven into town to pick up the mail. Stanley sat at the kitchen table, reading his superstition book. His finger moved over the page as he muttered the words aloud in a low voice.
"Never again,"
he had repeated at lunch.
"I've learned my lesson about this book. I'll never try to bring any scarecrows to life again. I won't even read the part about scarecrows."
We were all glad to hear that. So now, on this lazy, peaceful afternoon, Stanley sat at the table, quietly reading some chapter of the big book. And I sat alone on the couch in the living room, hearing Stanley's gentle murmurings from the kitchen, thinking about the night before. It felt good to have a quiet afternoon, to be all alone to think about what had happened. All alone. The only one in the room. The only one to hear Stanley's low mumbling as he read the book. The only one to see the gigantic stuffed brown bear blink its eyes.
the only one to see the bear lick its lips, step off its platform, snarl, and paw the air with its enormous claws. The only one to hear its stomach growl as it stared down at me. The only one to see the hungry look on its face as it magically came out of its long hibernation.
Stanley?
I called in a tiny, high voice.
Stanley? What chapter have you been reading?